January 4. The Spirit, a Witness. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 16. If the Spirit beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, what is the result? The believing soul comes into perfect submission to the will of God. The majesty of heaven condescends to a holy, familiar intercourse with him who seeks God with the whole heart, and the child of God, through the abundant manifestation of his grace, is softened into a childlike dependence. You must commit your soul and body unto God with perfect trust in his power and willingness to bless you, helpless and unworthy as you are. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Do not become restlessly active, but zealous in faith, with one object, namely to attract souls to Jesus Christ, the crucified Redeemer. It is not the logical sermon, the sermon to convince the intellect that will do this work. The heart must be persuaded and melted into tenderness. The will must be submitted to God's will, and the whole aspirations directed heavenward. You must feed upon the word of the living God. It must be brought into the practical life. It must take hold of and command the whole man. When Jesus is our abiding trust, our offering to God will be ourselves. Our dependence will be on the righteousness and intercession of Christ Jesus as our only hope. There is no confusion, no distrust, because by faith we see Jesus ordained of God for this very purpose, to make reconciliation for the sins of the world. He stands engaged by solemn covenant to mediate in behalf of all who come to God by him, and to accomplish their salvation if they will only believe. The privilege is granted us to come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in every time of need. Manuscript Releases, Volume 14, pages 276 and 277.